Have you ever felt so exhausted that you couldn't imagine taking even another step forward? Well, with endurance sports such as cycling or running, hitting the wall is a condition of sudden fatigue and a loss of energy. It's actually caused by the depletion of glycogen and other carbohydrates that we store in our liver and muscles for energy. Your brain loves eating glycogen and even starts to shut down when energy gets low. That's why we mentally can't imagine going any farther. Training your body to work more efficiently will help you out not only on race day, but every day. And not only physically, but spiritually too. So I trust the theme of this guided audio meditation from Hebrews chapter 12 will offer you strength and energy to help you keep running the good race, the courage to face the wall and just keep running, no matter your energy level. So to begin your meditation, one by one, detach from anything that's draining your energy right now. Noise, light, people, lists, maybe projects. Just step away for a moment as you're able to and recharge. We will be together for about 15 minutes. And as you sense your focus shift from weakness to strength, listen and join in this time of responsive prayer from Psalms chapter 16. Just respond softly with, Lord God, help me strive towards peace. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Just respond softly, Lord God, help me strive towards peace. God, you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. Respond softly, Lord God, help me strive towards peace. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence and with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Respond softly, Lord God, help me strive towards peace. So pause here now in continuing quiet reflection as you sense God's courage, his power, and strength building up in you. Let this time of continuing stillness move without effort into a time of prayerful presence with God. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm just too weak to even pray? Well, good. Take this time to let God interrupt whatever you're doing in weakness so you can join him in what he's doing in strength. Join him now in your words, from your heart, and in your time. Continue as you find yourself becoming even more aware of God and His Spirit and His Son, now through your breathing. Simply start to focus your attention on your breath, the inhaling and the exhaling. Rely on the natural rhythm of the body that God gave you. Be aware of the power you feel as you breathe, the strength in your heart. Relax your eyes into a soft gaze as you sense the peace of God in your breathing. Simply observe each breath without controlling it, is focus on the rise and fall of your stomach. Just the natural, peaceful rhythm. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, focusing on pursuing the peace of Christ. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of everything in and around you. Encounter everything. What are you aware of right now? Well, take a moment now to scan your body slowly from head to toe. What are the aspects of who you are and where you are that you notice? What feels weak? What feels strong? Thank God for everything that you're encountering. And as you do so, you may find that your mind wanders, distracted by thoughts or other sensations, and that's okay. Just notice that this is happening, and then gently bring your attention back to your breath and back to the peace of God. Now. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflections from different translations. Don't study them too closely, just be aware of them. But do listen carefully for a word gift from the Holy Spirit as you listen to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 from the Christian Standard Bible. Pursue peace with everyone and holiness. Without it, no one will see the Lord. What did the Holy Spirit center you on just then? What word or thought remains in your mind from this passage? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage? We'll focus there deeply now on the truth the Holy Spirit revealed to you. Why did the Holy Spirit give you this truth to consider today? And how might you apply this truth today? Listen once again to a wider perspective from the New Living Translation. Work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord, Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out, too, that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, who traded his birthright as the firstborn son for a single meal. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as your mind drifts through the imagery of barriers, just hitting walls. Are there people or circumstances in your life that you feel are blocking you from the peace that you seek today? Are there walls you're hitting, keeping you from the holy life that you long for? Well, face that wall now. Feel the block, and then feel the breakthrough that is yours in Christ. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. And with your eyes closed, listen for words of strength and breakthrough. Work at getting along with each other and with God. Otherwise, you'll never get so much as a glimpse of God. Make sure no one gets left out of God's generosity. Keep a sharp eye out for weeds of bitter discontent. A thistle or two, gone to seed, can ruin a whole garden in no time. Watch out for the Esau syndrome, trading away God's lifelong gift in order to satisfy a short-term appetite. You well know how Esau later regretted that impulsive act and wanted God's blessing, but by then it was too late, tears or no tears. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, imagine it's race day. How do you prepare? What do you wear and why? What kind of shoes do you put on? See them in your mind. What do you eat before running? A thick, heavy breakfast or something with more lasting energy? What do you drink? Coffee or water? Maybe an energy drink. How do you prepare to run well and finish strong? Avoiding sudden fatigue and loss of energy. Avoid hitting the wall. Well, remain here preparing for the race in imaginative contemplation. As you were present in your imagination preparing for the race, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. What are you facing today that could be defined as a race? Maybe a long project, maybe in the midst of a difficult relationship, or extended financial worries. Remember what the writer of Hebrews says. To avoid hitting the wall, focus on avoiding impulsive acts and strive towards peace with others. How can you focus on those two things today? We'll meditate there for a moment. Return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of sacred mindful meditation. Just whisper, Lord God, help me strive towards peace. Let the word strive guide you today. Let the presence and strength of God aspire you to run well and finish strong today. Let that be your meditation all through your day. And let me pray that you remember to pursue and strive towards peace and holiness with everyone. For without it, you may hit the wall and never see the Lord. I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your heart as you trust in Him. That your roots will grow deep down into the peace of God's love and keep you strong. In Jesus' name, amen. In the days ahead, you will surely face moments of exhaustion where you feel like you're hitting a wall and can't imagine taking another step. Well, in that moment, ask God to reveal any areas of discontent in your life so that you may focus on pursuing peace and holiness. You might also know someone who is exhausted and struggles to run well and strong. Whisper their name right now. How can you bring peace and holiness into the life of someone close and dear to you? How can you give them energy to finish the day strong? This life can certainly feel like a race at times, but remember that it doesn't matter when you cross the finish line, but rather how strong you've grown along the way. So when you're ready, step out and pursue peace, becoming a bit stronger than you were yesterday as you encounter God today.